After years of planning, Wyoming is finally going ahead with a multi-year effort to renovate the state capitol building and to completely redo the neighboring Hirschler building. The $300 million project is called a necessity, but concerns about paying for such a project at a time when energy prices are slumping has some worried. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck says monetary issues will be a work in progress as the current focus is on getting the project rolling.
This is about as exciting as it gets right now at the Capitol as a crew is checking the stone on the outside of the facility. Construction manager Dennis Egge says it's a painstaking process.
The design team has actually looked at every stone on this building. They have taken a forklift and looked at it. These guys are looking at it from a means and methods. What's the best way, budget-wise, to make this work?
Inside, Egge and his crew have cut holes in ceilings, have peeled off paint, and have studied old renovation documents as they try to restore the building to its early 1900s state. The legislature started saving money during the start of the energy boom and voted to spend additional money on the now $300 million project last winter. So why are they doing this? Senator Tony Ross of Cheyenne says the Capitol is falling apart.
The Capitol has no sprinkler system. It has no fire suppression system, has no HVAC. The plumbing is deteriorating. We had a whole leak that was leaking down onto the House floor right before we began our last session. If we don't do something with this building, and if we don't do it now, we risk losing this National Historic Landmark.
Ross says safety is a real concern.
We've done all the analysis of what would happen if there was a fire. Quite frankly, people would die because there's no way to get them out, period.
As the plan to renovate the Capitol was being developed, it occurred to lawmakers that they needed to do something about the adjoining Hirschler building. A good idea in the 70s, it quickly deteriorated and a number of agencies moved out. The agencies that exist there are crammed next to each other with divider after divider separating office space. Construction manager Dennis Egge says it's a mess.
The Hirschler building, someone coming into an agency can be lost for hours, and that's part of what's going to be changing. Make the agency space more accessible, better traffic flow for the pedestrians coming in, walking through the different offices is not going to be a continuous thing anymore. Each agency is going to be more divided up and easier to access.
And they're going to be adding an executive office building to house employees of the top elected officials. Right now, a number of agencies and state employees are spread across Cheyenne. Project managers say that in the long term, this will save the state millions in rent costs. But if you ask legislators about the most important change, the answer is bigger committee rooms. Most rooms can jam in 25 or so people. Ross says that's been a problem for years.
People standing in the halls trying to get in to even have an opportunity to speak. And if they have that opportunity to speak, they don't even know what was said before. So this whole plan is opening up these legislative committee rooms into big public rooms to allow access to, by the public to their government.
Some wonder if the state should be doing this at a time when energy revenue is dropping. Senator Charles Scott tried to remove the renovation funding from the state budget during the last legislative session.
I really wonder if maybe we ought not to put a hold on this thing for a while and think about what we're really doing.
Another senator, fiscal conservative Eli Bebout, was among those who argued for the project. Bebout says an oversight committee will keep spending in check. That committee hired a firm a few weeks ago tasked with keeping the project within the budget. House Minority Leader Mary Throne strongly favors moving forward.
And also, I think it would be good for the economy to do it. Maybe when we are a little slower. Waiting only makes the cost go up.
By the end of the summer, top elected officials and state agencies will be relocated throughout Cheyenne. And next year, the legislature will hold its session in a large building called the Jonah Business Center. The legislature will be there for 3 years. Senator Ross says it'll be just fine.
It'll be Spartan, but it'll get us through.
Representative Throne says the end result will be worth it.
It'll really be a showpiece for state government.
The renovation is scheduled to be completed in time for the 2019 legislative session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.